Some people say I'm a Republican who became a Democrat, but that I often sound like a Republican in a room full of Democrats, or a Democrat in a room full of Republicans, and actually I take that as a compliment. More people in this country call themselves political independents than either Republicans or Democrat. I happen to agree with them. Our country is more important than a label. Democrats in years past understood this, people like Sam Nunn, Scoop Jackson, Mike Mansfield, John Kennedy, among others. I know I'm going to hear this, so let me be the first to say it. I fully accept that my views on many issues are not compatible with the power structure and the nominating base of the Democratic Party. That party is filled with millions of dedicated, hardworking Americans, but its hierarchy is not comfortable with many of the policies that I have laid forth, and frankly, I'm not that comfortable with many of theirs. For this reason, I'm withdrawing from any consideration of being the Democratic Party's nominee for the presidency. This does not reduce in any way my concerns for the challenges facing our country, my belief that I can provide the best leadership in order to meet these challenges, or my intentions to remain fully engaged in the debates that are facing us. How I remain as a voice will depend on what kind of support I'm shown in the coming weeks as I meet with people from all sides of America's political landscape, and I intend to do that.